Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
This is my testimony of how I encountered
Kindness,
You take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt. You take away the shame. You take away the pain. Oh. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamara, edabo shana mara. Yeah. You show me love. You show me peace. You gave me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say, I never want to change the beyond? Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my head. I am your daughter. I came boldly. I came boldly to obtain mercy. Yeah. I open up my heart to receive from you. Yeah. Oh. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood. He loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me.
Because the Lord has anointed me to bring
good news to the sufferings and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captive. We call you Yeshua.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. No.
of the goodness of God.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
Hey!
For those
of the goodness.
of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other.
It's code.
I've known you as a father.
Welcome
I've known you as a friend.
No, start.
I have lived
there are
in the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, O God. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. We praise you, Lord Almighty. We adore you, Almighty. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship him. Beauty of his holiness.
Conference muted.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Lord, we bless your name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. How awesome is your name. How wonderful is your name, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy, O God. Forgive us of all our sins, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Be merciful in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father God, we soak our spirit, our souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us, oh God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Let the blood of Jesus restore us. Father God, we pray for strength through the blood of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. We put on the full armor, the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and be a glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to walk, O God, by faith and not by sight. O Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Hover over every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let there be light, O God. Let your light shine in and through us for others to see and glorify your name, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice, O God. I ask you to touch each and every one of us in a special way. Father, maybe as we begin to celebrate this weekend, Mother's Day, O God. O Father God, I ask you to bless each and everyone, O God, Mother. You don't have to birth a child to be a mother. But Father God, I know that each and every one here have the virtues of what it means to be a mother. So, Father God, we thank you for even the gift. Motherhood is a gift. It's a gift from God. So we thank you for that gift, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you give us. Caring for the young ones, O God, in the name of Jesus, even children that we did not birth. Lord, Father, we ask you for strength, O God, even as mothers, O God. More strength, we need more grace, O God. Help us to be all that you have called us to be. In the name of Jesus. Yes, there are times we have failed. But we thank you, Lord, that in those times you lift us up. In those times we are learning moments. And Father, God, you still carry us through. Lord Jesus, and we thank you for praying mothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we'll even teach the younger ones, children, to pray, be praying mothers in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Oh God, as we celebrate mothers, oh God, let your name always be glorified in us. Give us wisdom to do what is right in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, be glorified in our lives. Be glorified in our homes. Be thou glorified. And so, God, I just want to say thank you in advance. Praise you in advance. I worship you. We worship you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I know today is not Mother's Day, but I know this weekend is Mother's Day. I say good morning to everyone. And I just want to give a word, a quick word, and then we close. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning to everyone. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. So we're going to look at the book of Luke 1. Luke 1, and this is one of my favorite books when I'm thinking of motherhood. Hallelujah. Time, Luke 1:38 is one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. Let's look at it, and I will start from verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, saying, I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month of her, and who was called barren. For with God, nothing. For with God, I want you to underline 37. For with God, nothing. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, I want you to Remember this, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Be it unto me according to thy word. Mary received what the angel has spoken to her. She did not question, reject him, reject what he had said. She said, be unto me. The angel gave her a salutation. The angel broke everything down to her. And then the question, she was a virgin, ready to be married. She might not have understood everything that the angel was saying, but she knew that this was an angel of Almighty God sent by God. Hallelujah. And holy angels only do what God tells them to do. If you read previously, Zechariah, when the angel appeared unto him, he began to say, he challenged the same Gabriel, because Gabriel went to him first, angel Gabriel. And Gabriel said, I am the angel that stands before the throne of God. And what did the angel tell Zechariah? That he will not speak until this, he will be dumb. Because Zechariah, you notice, he had doubt. Hallelujah. Because Elizabeth of past age. So we see two impossible situations. What do you see? You see Elizabeth past the age of bearing, an old woman, getting ready to have a son, pregnant, have a son. And then you see a virgin who is Mary, about to have. There's two situations, two women, two situations. One is past the age of having children. And then the other is a virgin. What I like, the angel said, well, with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. So I want you to realize that I don't know whatever it is that we all go through different things in our lives at different stages. But I want you to know nothing is impossible with God if you believe. Whatever prophetic word that came from the holy throne room of God, that God has spoken through a prophet or through his word concerning your life, concerning your children, your grandchildren, it will surely come to pass. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, because nothing is impossible with God. Sometimes God will tell you something, and he said, do this, but you don't see. How are you going to pull this together? How are you going to do this? You might not have enough money to pull it together. And God will say, do this. Or God will say, your child will be A, B, C. And you look at your child and say, oh, my God, I think this will happen. But God spoke it. God said what your child will be. Hallelujah. It's already written in the book. All you got to do is believe and receive what the Lord has spoken in your life. All his promises are yes and amen. And if God comes to, and when the prophets come and say, like yesterday, pray for the sons and the men, we pray for them. We don't question him. We don't know what is going to happen. We don't care to know what is going to happen, because all we got to do, pray for the men as God has told us yesterday. And we did it. I didn't hear anybody from God. I heard everybody just praying. We just went ahead and we prayed because one thing I love about our air ministry, the intercessors, the mothers, we try in our own way by God's grace. We're not perfect, but we try to do what God has called us to do. When he said pray for this, we don't need to see the ABC. We just go ahead and pray. Why? We trust him. We believe in him. We know what he said. Nothing is impossible when we believe possible with God. When we believe. So what am I saying to you this morning? You might be going through some situations that's no clarity. But hold on to the word that God has given you. If a prophet do have to come, a prophetess, the Bible is right there. And God is a covenant-keeping God. All the promises are in the Bible. You don't need the Bible. It's the word of God, the word of God, who in the beginning was the word. And that's the word. So even if somebody will tell you these things, you read the word. What God feels about you? What does he say about you? What does he say about me in the word? Hallelujah. So just by reading the scriptures, you know that his promises are yes and amen. You know that sicknesses and disease are not for you. You know that he doesn't want you to suffer. He wants you to be in good health even as your soul prosper. Prosperity is yours. Hallelujah. Amen. So you know that he's a covenant-keeping God, and what he says in the word about you, it will surely come to pass. The problem is, do we believe? Because if we don't believe those promises, how will it come to pass? We don't need to know the intricate details. What God says he will do. Just believe. Hallelujah. Zechariah, he did not believe. He got the angel said, I'm the one that stand before God. But what happened? Zechariah got dumb. He couldn't talk until that baby, John the Baptist, was born. But what? We look at Mary. Mary said, let it be unto me, verse 38, as God has said, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, my sisters and brothers, before we leave, I never pictured, I don't know if many of you thought about it, but I've never pictured, even as I was growing up and even as I got married and had my kids, I never knew that barrenness was such an issue. And, you know, I never put it in the back of my mind. Oh, my God. All I knew, you get married, you have children. I didn't know I was ignorant of those things. Very ignorant. I just thought every woman could have a child. I didn't know about people, all those things. I was very ignorant about it. So, and then when as the years went by and I saw certain things as I grew older and I realized that being a mother, to be able to bear a child, is a gift from God. To see that so many people, they have to surrogate mother, that the different things they go through just to have children. Just to have children. Fertilization. I have new people who went through a whole lot. Your temperature got to be this way and that way. Before you have the child, before you have intercourse to have the child, you can't eat this, you can't do, you got to sit down this way, you got to say, what? I didn't know all that stuff. And then I realized, and I never went through that. It was easy for me to get pregnant, easy for me to have these, you know, with the children. And I realized after I seen to know that motherhood is a gift from God. Motherhood is a gift from God. And so we must appreciate that gift he gave us, gift of mother. Yes, the children will give us up and down. Yes, God will not give you more than you can bear. He has equipped you to be a mother. He has given you everything in you. Think you can't handle your children? Yes, you can, because God has placed it in you. Hallelujah. It's a gift. It's a gift of God. I don't know about others, but I didn't have to pay for it, all those kinds of stuff. No, just got pregnant in a normal way. Had the children. Hallelujah. It's a gift. Don't take that gift for granted. To be a mother is a gift. To be a grandmother is a gift. Not some of our friends that never saw their grandchildren that died. So if you see your grandchildren, it's a gift. If you see your great-grandchildren, it's a gift. As a matter of fact, life is a gift. So we must not take these things for granted that is normal. Hallelujah. It's a gift from God. Father, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. We thank you, Lord, that this morning, as you told us, nothing is impossible when we believe in your word and your promises. And Lord Jesus, we don't take this gift for granted. I pray this morning for every woman out there that's trying to have a child. Lord Jesus, Lord, you turned Sarah. Sarah could have a baby. In the name of Jesus, you turned Sarah around. She could have a child. And she had Isaac, that old lady, Elizabeth, and John the Baptist. Leah. The Lord opened her womb. That means Rachel and Leah was barren. But Lord, you opened Rachel's womb. You opened Leah's womb first, and then you opened Rachel's womb. When you go through the Bible, Lord, Isaac prayed for Rebecca. And her womb was opened. So, Lord, I pray for all the women that are bearing, those are the Christian women, women that are bearing. Oh, God, some of them, they're not, the doctor have told them they will not have no children. Lord, I pray that you touch their wombs just like you did. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I call for fruitfulness, revitalization. Even if they're old, oh God, you did it for Sarah, you can do it again. You did it for Elizabeth. There's nothing too hard for you to do if we believe. So Lord, even women in our families, Lord, touch them, so that they can have their children and help the babies. Help the babies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those that you've said there will not be, their womb will not produce these babies, there are so many babies out there that can be adopted. Lord, let them reach out and adopt babies, our baby, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for the gift of motherhood in the name of Jesus. This morning, I pray for my sister celebrating her birthday today, Farida. And Lord, I ask you to bless her in a special way. In the name of Jesus, as she celebrates this day, I thank you that her son traveled all the way from California to spend time with her, her children. I pray that this day and this weekend be a joyous weekend for her. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and you are doing in her life. I thank you for bringing her through the storms of life into that light, that marvelous light of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless her exceedingly abundantly above all that she can think or ask of. Favor, shield her with your favor in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect her, O God. Provide exceedingly abundantly for her, O God. And I pray, Lord, that you increase godly wisdom, O God. Father God, give her the desires of her heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for her life. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come in her as it is in heaven. Thank you, O God, for Parita. Thank you. We bless you. She's the oldest of us all. So continue to be with her. Continue to bless her. The love of God in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mariama's granddaughter, oh God. I ask you to bless her and I ask you to be with her and guide her as she celebrates her birthday. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said suffer the children to come unto you, O God. Father God, we pray for supernatural favor. We pray, O God, that the spirit of excellence rests upon her, O God, that she will excel above her peers in the name of Jesus, that she's the head. I see the spirit of leadership in her, O God. And Father God, every gift and every talent that is placed in her, oh God, it will be manifested, oh God, to the glory and honor of the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask you, oh God, that this day, oh God, that she enjoys her birthday, that she is blessed, hallelujah, that she has a praying grandmother praying for her, oh God. Oh God, I ask you to bless this child. Oh God, I cover her in the blood of Jesus, a future, a destiny in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, bless her parents in the name of Jesus. Surround her with right friends in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God, for the birthday celebrants of God and those, wow. We bless God for her. We bless God for Parita and those that celebrating their birthdays. Even if we don't know them, we ask the Lord to bless them. We thank God for their lives and to bless them also in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and you will continue to do. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Mary, I'm going to say happy birthday to your granddaughter. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for joining us.